Welcome to Left Hand Backhand Podcast, episode San Francisco
49ers!
Congrats.
If you had said 48, I would have been really upset. If you pranked me.
That would have been a good prank.
Because I would have gone along with it.
I was not quick enough for it tonight.
Good job.
But welcome
to
49.
Look at us.
How are we doing?
Look at us. We're one away from the big 5-0. Our 50th.
For some reason, 50 feels like a big deal. You know what I mean?
Why'd you hold your hands up like this? Like you were holding something really hefty.
I was holding like
big jug
melons
of melons,
like small watermelons.
Those little mini ones.
Yeah, the girls asked the other week if they could cantaloupe. Get little watermelons, and I was like, how about next time?
They're so expensive for being mini watermelons. Like a big watermelon is less than a mini watermelon.
Yeah,
and it tastes the same.
Also, I know I've said this before, watermelon. It's pretty mediocre.
Bad watermelons are mediocre. A very good watermelon on a hot summer's day and a cold, crisp watermelon, hard to beat.
The only watermelon I like are Sour Patch watermelons.
Oh, you suck. That's so sad.
Or watermelon sugar.
Hot. Or watermelon.
Yeah.
Kevin Malone.
Well, tres balones. That's what I named my Magneton.
Really?
For... when I was playing Pokemon in high school.
You're a Magneton?
I named it Tres Balones. Well, we've got a good show for you. As always, got a Q-tip, a fact, a segment, and a draft. You know the rundown. So,
yeah.
Now, further ado, Jeff, your Q-tip of the week is a thinker. It's a little abstract thinker here. If you could have any superpower... but you can only have that power for 2 minutes a day. What power would you want?
I could only have that power for 2 minutes a day?
Correct.
Oh, wow. What a specific little treat of a power.
A little nug.
Because it eliminates a lot of the typical powers of flight... or strength, because those aren't really that useful in short bursts. You never know when you're going to need that and having it. Like, or same with going invisible. 2 minutes a day going invisible, what am I going to do? Rob something every day?
You get to pick your 2 minutes. So you can pick your 2 minutes
still.
And just say you start a little bleep on your watch and you got 2 minutes.
But if I choose flight, then 2 minutes of flight is never going to feel like enough and it's boring.
It's pretty cool though.
Yeah, but it's not as useful because I...
and then you're flying and you're like 50 feet in the air and you're like, oh crap, I lost track of time, and you just fall out of the sky.
Yeah, like I have to constantly set timers. Like, that sucks. Whereas if I use it something like I can see ahead for the next 2 minutes in the future for 2 minutes, the 2 minutes after that 2 minutes, I can make some bets and win a lot of money. So my power is I can see 2 minutes into the future from moment.
Let's take financial gain out of the equation.
That's the only reason I would have one of these powers.
Yeah, but this is like a for fun power.
Okay, but a lot of these things aren't going to be fun enough to warrant a power unless I can get something out of it constantly. Like make some money.
I'm half tempted to get like super speed and then just like see how far I can get in 2 minutes and then just have to travel back.
No, you know what? Taking financial gain out of it, it's still the better one, because I think I would do one where I could go back 2 minutes in time.
Okay.
So I could go back in case something horribly awful happened, or I made a big mistake, or I made a fool of myself. I can revert back 2 minutes and just redo it. And I get it once a day. I get a 2 minute redo.
You know how worth it would be? Say whatever you want to Emily, and then just reverse it. You can just say, "Hey, Emily, I think."
Stop being muted for so long.
And then you just go, and you're done.
Yeah, except morally I would feel terrible because I would remember what I said. Emily wouldn't, but I would still feel awful. It wouldn't help. But any other circumstance, financial gain out of it. You know how much more benefit I would have in my life if I just made one mistake or I said something I didn't want to say or I reacted or I wanted to say something funnier and I thought of a joke. Two minutes later, nice. I was like, frick, nice. I should have said this instead. and then I say it again and it's way funnier. Come on.
That's not bad. That's a good one.
And it's really, and it's not too crazy. It's not too advanced. Like, it's not the whole day. I don't have power to do it anytime I want. It's just the 2 minutes a day I get to choose.
I mean, you essentially have, either you look at it the way that you did, or like a party trick that you can just use whenever you want. So like, when you're hanging out with people, if you chose super strength, right? Or laser vision, you could just like, be at a party and be like, hey guys, watch this. And you know, like, shoot something down, or like, lift a car, right? Like, you know what I mean? You just... It's a party trick.
Sure, but then you're known as the party trick guy, whereas with this, no one would ever have to know. And I could use it as much as I want, and no one would ever need to know, and I would benefit from it forever.
Okay, flip Q-tip. If you could have a, we'll say a 16-sided die, and you can roll it once a day and have that power for 2 minutes, would you take the randomness for whatever power it is, or stick to one power for 2 minutes a day?
So there's 16 different powers on that thing?
Yeah, random. And it changes every day, so you don't get the same.
I would do that.
That'd be fun, right?
That would be way more fun, because it's a variety, and yeah, just constantly a
variety,
like,
show.
Yeah. Oh, I don't have anything for that.
That's what they changed the talent shows and call them variety shows. How
the Amanda
lame
show.
Is that? The what?
Well, the Amanda show.
Well, the Amanda Bynes.
Well, what a girl wants.
Ah, nice. I thought you were going to go Aaron Baines.
Ooh,
and
that
then I would have gone Andrew Baines.
Baines.
Bernard. That was where I was going. All right.
Not bad.
Let us know in the comments what superpower you would want for 2 minutes a day, if you could just have a genie grant you a very specific, nuanced wish.
Yeah, that's really specific.
All right, Jeff. What's your fact?
Okay.
Ipso facto.
Ipto de facto.
Magneto.
I want you to take a guess. This is a crazy fact. Really fun, because I was actually on a... I've been on a... I watched this anime, and it's this very nerdy of me. My cousin Max told me to watch it.
How are you going to get him off, nerd?
Good use of that quote. Congratulations.
Cloud, you have the chance. You done been meatballed.
You done been meatballed. Okay, it was called Evangelion. Anyway, it was like Japanese. So I was in this Japanese kind of state of mind because of the show. Hide Matsuyama. And I saw in the show, they had a bunch of vending machines in the show in Japan. I was like, I wonder how many vending machines are in Japan.
Wait,
right?
I'm so sorry.
Like, it's a big deal. Uh-huh.
Hide, that's a Japanese name, right?
Yes, uh-huh. And he says he's from Japan.
He says he's from Japan.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Sorry, continue.
Okay. Yeah, well, I guess, okay. Anyway.
Vending machines.
And there was a lot of them, and I was like, this feels like a lot of vending machines for a place. Like, there's no way that's real. Okay. I want you to take a guess. This is a crazy fact. I want you to guess, and let me give you the population of Japan. Okay? So the Japanese population is about 123 million people. Okay?
123 million. It's a powerful country for only that many people.
It's a very small country, so it's very condensed, very concentrated. Okay, yeah. 123 million, right? How many vending machines do you think there are, or how many people are there per vending machine on average?
Yeah, that's kind of how I was thinking of it, is if this is a ridiculous stat,
how many?
There's got to be...
So one in however
it
many...
It can't outnumber people. The people, right?
It can't, right? All right.
Now, but that the fact that it's so ridiculous makes me think that maybe it is. But I'm going to stick to logic and I mean, I'm just thinking, like, in my work building, I think we maybe have one. And, like, in an airport, there's not, like, a an absurd amount, but maybe yeah, in Japan. I'm going to say 1 in 8.
Okay, so if there were 125 million people, then 1 in 8 would mean that there is about 18 million vending machines in Japan.
Okay.
You think there are 18 million vending machines in Japan?
Sure, I do.
Do you realize how many that is?
Yep.
Okay. Before I give you the result, let me just give you what the U.S. stats are.
Okay.
Okay. So, in the U.S., we have about 330 million people. So, about double that of Japan. Okay. We have about 5 million vending machines in the U.S. In all of the U.S., there's only 5 million, and okay. That's double the population. And yep. You think there are 18 million vending machines in Japan?
Absolutely, I do.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you that is a bit ridiculous. I know you're trying to shoot for the moon here to get close. Okay, there is one vending machine per 40 people in Japan, which means
that's crazy.
There are about I just had it.
The fact that you got on this random stat tangent is hilarious.
There are about 3.1 million vending machines in Japan, and Japan is a small country. And we only have less than 2 million more in our... We are so much larger and have twice as many people, and it's only less than 2 million different. That is so many vending machines.
Well, shout out to vending machines.
Yeah, they love them. And they have everything. They have ramen vending machines. Heroes.
Ooh.
They've got ramen, so you just psh, the water, and it gives you the ramen flavors.
They have chicken vending machines, like live chickens.
Yeah, and the eggs, they pop them out. You see them pop out of that chicken live.
Little.
It's like...
Little. That's good.
It's like that. Oh, I'm not as good, sorry. It's my beard, it throws it off. But it probably will be shaved. It'll probably be shaved soon because...
Probably!
The Bucks are looking bad, and guess what? I told Emily it went about how you thought it would go. She's upset that I made this bet. She's not happy, and she was like, why didn't you consult me? I said, because it was going to happen either way. I couldn't. This was just going to be the way it is. She's like, when? When is it happening? I was like, there's no guarantee I'm going to lose. There's still a shot. Crazy things are happening, but I'm not looking good. I'm rooting for you.
It's a win-win for me.
Yeah, whatever. You'd have to shave your mustache, which isn't as big a deal. I have an entire face full of hair, and I'd have to leave my mustache, which doesn't look good.
I just want to see you with a mustache so bad.
People at work are not going to be happy about it. They're going to hate me. I'm not
either
gonna...
that, or mm-hmm. Or you're just going to have women all over you, and men probably.
Well, that's not very different from normal. So I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, but
I feel like I'm in Top Gun Maverick. I'm just going to be. Oh, that's weak. Nice try.
All right, Jeff, in honor of the NBA playoffs, good transition to my segment.
What is this? Oh, I'm in trouble.
I'm testing you through the NBA MVP runner-ups for the last 20 years. I think you can do it. You have just as much NBA knowledge as I do, if not more.
Okay.
And I got through it with only losing 2 lives.
Okay.
So you can go in any order you want. I would recommend going most recent to oldest, but you can do it.
Okay.
So you have 3 lives and 3 hints.
The runners up.
Correct.
This is a little wild.
So just start in 2024 and work your way back. Okay, these are the teams of the player. Sorry, okay, on my screen, if you're listening to the podcast, I've written down 2024 Thunder, and then 2023 Nuggets, all the way down to 2005 Heat.
Okay, let's start with SGA.
Very good.
Thunder.
Oh, not Saga. SGA was the runner-up in 2024.
Yeah.
2023 on the Nuggets.
That was Jokic.
Correct. on the 76ers.
Who was the winner that year?
2022. Embiid.
I can't believe Embiid won the MVP that year. It feels wrong. Like he shouldn't have.
And James Harden was his teammate.
Yeah. Well, that then 2022 was also Embiid.
Yep. And Jokic won the MVP that year.
Mm-hmm.
Jokic won it in 24, 22, and 21, I believe.
Yeah. Three times in the last 4 years.
Yep.
Which is pretty crazy. It's quite the run.
So in 2021 on the Sixers.
Feels like a trick, but I think it's Embiid again.
It is. Good job.
Yeah.
It felt in 2020 tricky. On the Lakers, the runner-up. COVID we had year.
Anthony Davis.
Was Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Wrong. There's your first life.
Was that LeBron?
It's LeBron.
LeBron was the runner-up in 2020 as the MVP? That's crazy. That's actually crazy, if you think about it. I know they won the championship, but like LeBron was, you know, 36, 37, beating out all these other big players.
It's crazy.
All right.
Okay, so 2019 on the Rockets.
This was James Harden.
Correct. See, I told you, if you just work your way through it, you can figure it out. In 2018 on the Cavs, it was...
It was LeBron.
Correct.
Man, LeBron 2018 was crazy. He was on another level. Crazy. That dude was nuts. Okay, 2016, this... Oh, Rockets, sorry. 2017 Rockets. This is also James Harden.
Yep, that is correct.
Okay, this one hurts, though. The 2016 Spurs, man, that hurts. That was such a painful year because that was the Zaza Pachulia year. And Kawhi was on a tear. So that was Kawhi Leonard.
They would have beat the...
Yeah, they were up by 23 points on the Warriors that year. Oh my gosh, they were so good. Okay, Rockets again. This was also James Harden.
Did I spell that right?
Kawhi, I think so.
Is it H-W-I or W-H-I?
No, that looks good.
All right, 2015. That was also Harden. You're correct. So you've only lost one life, and you're through 10 years. You have 10 more to go. Yeah,
LeBron, right here.
LeBron on the Heat is correct. Very good. 2013 on the Thunder.
Oh, I wanted to say Kevin Durant, but wait. Well, because Russell Westbrook. What were the Westbrook years? Were they teammates when this was happening and he was back-to-back?
This is 2013. Oh, this is when you graduated high school.
I know, and I'm thinking about it. That was the Heat winning the championship. And it was the runner-up?
I was living in Colorado.
LeBron was the MVP, so I'm going to say that was Russell Westbrook.
That is incorrect. It is KD. You've lost your second life.
Was LeBron the MVP?
I don't remember. I was on my mission.
Because he won the championship that year.
Sure. No, don't look it up. Don't look up anything.
I just want to see the 2013. That's all I want to see.
In 2012, we also have a Thunder player.
Yeah, LeBron was the MVP 2013. So that means that Westbrook didn't even make it runner up. That's crazy.
Westbrook wasn't Westbrook at this point.
He wasn't until what, 2016, 2017?
He wasn't until KD left.
Okay, that's true. Okay. So then Thunder again, that's Kevin Durant.
Correct. 2011 on the Magic.
Orlando Magic in 2011.
You still have your three hints left, by the way.
I didn't know I had hints. Okay. Let's go to the 2006 Cavs and let's go LeBron.
That is correct.
LeBron James. Let's go to 2005 and let's do Dwayne Wade.
And there's your final life, you loser.
Who was on the Heat in 2015 that was runner up?
Shaq Daddy, the Diesel.
You're telling me Shaq was the MVP runner-up in 2005?
This was my second life that I lost.
What? Did you also say Dwayne Wade?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's just see if I would have gotten through. So 2008, let's go with Anthony Davis.
2008, incorrect.
CP3? Oh, yeah.
Anthony Davis wasn't even drafted then.
I don't know. I didn't know how long it's been.
I mean, that's when you were in middle school.
Was Kobe.
2009 Lakers was Kobe, correct?
2010 Thunder was KD.
Correct.
2007 Suns was Steve Nash.
Correct.
2011 Magic was...
I got this one right. Only because there's only one option.
The Magic.
Anyone deep boy?
McGrady?
He won deep boy. Come on.
Oh, Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I still would have lost in along that trail, that route, but...
You would have. But anyways, it's kind of a throwback.
It is a throwback.
LeBron was runner-up.
Tough.
One, two, three times.
He's won the MVP how many times? Four?
Four, I think. Nash won it once and was, or won it twice and was runner-up once. CP3 being, I only got CP3 because that's the only option that it could have been. But yeah, anyways, crazy.
And LeBron that year, the 2013 year, he was near unanimous. He missed one vote. And that vote went to Carmelo Anthony, who didn't even play second. He wasn't even second that year.
What?
And someone voted Carmelo over LeBron
what
as
year?
A first place vote. 2013. That was the year that they mm-hmm. had.
Wow.
They went on the 27 game win streak.
I wrote Heat.
Dude, that's disgusting that someone decided, you know what? Carmelo deserves that. I bet it was a New York Knicks fan. Ugh.
Crazy.
And he was a great defender that year. And he won Finals MVP that year. Ugh. Well, I suck again. I suck again.
Pause.
No, don't pause me.
I'm gonna pause you. Well, good job, good choice.
I never win these.
Thanks for playing.
You know, fine. If you're gonna give me a nice trivia, I'm gonna give you a trivia.
Yes, okay. I love trivia crap.
I'm going to give you a trivia, except this one's called Back to School. Back to School.
Oh, sorry, before we get into that, I forgot to tell you the news and notes of the episode.
Correct.
News and notes being, yesterday was Earth Day. Happy Earth Day to the Earth.
We love the Earth. It is
we love
our planet.
You. We're proud of you. Shout out to Trash Panda for putting on an Earth Day disc golf event.
Fun. What'd you do?
Sounds cool. So I played disc golf. You just play around in disc golf, but you pick up trash and there's different bingo card objectives that you can check off.
Most of them bingo. I love bingo.
Wow. That sounds splendid, Jeff.
Yeah, bingo. Bingo was his name-o.
Well, Bluey and Bingo, because Junie is Bingo.
Junie is definitely Bingo.
Yeah. And then also, my little brother is graduating college tomorrow Friday.
This BA.
Shout out to Bentley, graduating from BYU Engineering.
He's a smart cookie, engineering. He better make the big bucks.
He is one smart cookie.
Yeah.
Or as my dad says, one fart smella.
One smart fella, one fart smella. Wow. Never heard that before, and I never hear it again.
Scott Cook joke for you.
It's not my favorite.
All right, Jeff, take me back to school.
Back to school. So I'm going to give you questions from first grade to 12th grade in difficulty.
Beautiful.
Okay?
Yeah.
Three
Can't
are wrong.
Wait to fail at third grade.
Three wrong, and you flunk out. The first couple are the easiest questions you'll probably ever get because it's –
good.
This is the first 3 years. It's not like I'm purposely trying to challenge you in second grade. Like, what bone is connected to your thigh bone? It's not going to be like that. There's no thigh bone.
Be careful FYI. Talking about bones.
There's a femur.
A femur.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
first
question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What is the classic color of a rubber duck?
Yellow.
Yellow is correct. Good job. Okay, second grade. What sound does a frog make?
It ribbits.
So you have to make the sound.
Ribbit.
Interesting choice of ribbit. Not bad. That's correct.
All what right, a good word. On. Ribbit.
Move on. All right. Name three types of cheese. This is third grade. Three types of cheese.
Gruyere.
I'm so glad you said that first. Of all the cheeses, now it's in your head forever.
I don't Gruyere. Know how to spell it, so I'm not writing it down.
You don't need to say
I'm going to go with cheddar.
Cheddar, classic.
I'm going to go with Colby Jack.
Ooh.
I'm going to go Swiss.
Swiss, all right. Four cheeses.
I'm going to go with some Swiss cheese. Swiss cheese.
I can't.
You actually sound like you don't have teeth when you do that. And I like it.
This is Swiss cheese.
I like it. You know.
Don't. Well, I stopped making you. Okay. All right. Let's go. Fourth grade. Fourth grade. What fabric are blue jeans made out of?
That would be denim.
Denim is correct. You may not learn that, but these are obviously things that you should know by that.
You grade. Should know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're 4 for 4 through fourth grade. Good job.
Thanks.
Let's go on to fifth grade. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? We're about to find out.
Dude, that show was electric.
That show was electric. All right. And as an accountant, you should also know this. What is 6 squared?
Ooh, that would be 36.
Good job. Is that 6 times 6? Good job. Basic math. Okay, through fifth grade, grade number 6. What is the square root of 64?
That would be 8.
8 is correct. So you're learning square roots in sixth grade. So it's when you're starting to learn about basics of how that works. So 6 down, you're halfway through. Cool. 6 for 6. Starting to ramp up a little bit. Okay. Seventh grade. Name a color that is not a primary color.
Let's go with orange.
Orange. Good answer. Orange is accepted. We would have also accepted
magenta. Good answer. Good answer.
Magenta. Okay. Okay. Eighth grade. Starting to ramp up. Who also, was the...
Really, did we learn non-primary colors in seventh grade? I feel like we learned that in second grade. Like,
you may not have learned it initially, but it's something you wouldn't know, like, primary colors-esque. Maybe you would know, but
primary
some kids were
done. Colors are 1, 2, 3, red, yellow, and blue. Each one has a something for you and me. Each one a symbol, too. Red is for courage.
I was literally going to wait to see how long you would go for that. This is when you're a girl dad. I feel like this is the stuff you know. And I'm
that's,
part of that
was a now. That was a primary song we learned as children's.
I thought it was Roy G. Biv with the you know,
Brandon
red,
Roy
orange,
G.
yellow. Ooh. Okay. Question number 8.
Yep.
Year 8, 8th grade. You're in junior high now. Who is the second president of the United States?
Oh, frick. I'm going to go with John Adams. I don't actually know.
John Adams, final answer?
Yeah.
You want to lock it in?
Sure.
You got it. That's correct. John Adams. You were sweating a little bit. Sweating a little bit. So George Washington and John Adams. Nice job.
Yeah.
Clutched up. So now this is where it's hot time. You got three.
I got to get two right.
You got to get at least two right to secure your win.
Three wrongs don't make two right.
Let's see if
right.
you can go all the way through. Okay?
Let's see.
So now you're a freshman. Ninth grade. You remember your freshman year?
Fresh meat. Yeah, I was 5'3", 105 pounds.
Still
didn't
feel
even
like
have,
105 pounds.
I didn't even have braces yet.
You didn't have braces in ninth grade?
I was pre-braces in
I got mine
year.
In what? End of seventh grade. And I had it till beginning of 10th grade.
I lost my last tooth in 7th grade, I think.
You lost your... You still had teeth to lose?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think so.
I popped out a tooth playing Crack the Egg on the trampoline, almost swallowed it whole, and then coughed it back up. It was crazy. That thing was worth an extra $2. It was a crazy story. They cracked my egg, and I went... And then I had to spit it back up and went, look, my tooth. Moving on. Okay. Question number 9.
If you just close your eyes and re-listen to that sequence, it's quite funny.
Okay. All right. How many miles? How many miles is 20 kilometers?
20 kilometers.
How many miles is that? To the decimal point. The tenth of a decimal point in miles.
I have no idea. A marathon is 26.2
miles.
Miles, and is that 20 kilometers? I'm going to go with 26.2.
No, so a kilometer is less than a mile.
Yeah.
So so a 5K run, 5K is 3.1 miles.
Ah.
5K. Whoops. So 20K is 12.4 miles. So you were just a little off.
What is it, 12.4?
12.4. So 5K is 3.1 miles. It's about 3/5 of a mile. 3/5.
Okay. I had no idea. I'm not a runner.
You're not.
I hate running.
You do. You're not a big runner. You tried that last time. You ran like 6 miles and you're like, I hate running so much.
I ran 3 miles and I swore off.
I was giving you the benefit of the doubt, okay? You don't have to correct me with less mileage.
I did sprint the entire first mile because I was just angst up, you know what I mean?
You're like, you're just trying to run off that steam. Just
I was listening to Opus by Eric Prydz.
My gosh, so Forrest Gump over here.
Yeah, sprinting. Pretty much.
Wow. All right, that was your first incorrect. Ooh,
speaking of which, Forrest Gump on Amazon Prime right now. Put it on my watch list. I'm going to watch it later.
We watched it last Sunday.
Very nice. Great.
1994?
That's the year I was born. And you
were
born.
It was the same year as Lion King.
Fun fact. Which is also
one of my favorite movies.
I think that's also... Oh, never mind. Hercules is 99.
Yes. When is Aladdin?
I don't know. 96?
Somewhere around there. It's definitely in the 90s. It's a Robin Williams classic. Okay.
Yeah.
So, we've done grade 92. 10 now. 92. Oh, that was early. 92. So, grade 10.
Yep.
Okay.
I got to get two of these right. Two of the last three, right?
Two of these. Okay. Grade 10. Let me see. How many neutrons would you find in one atom of cobalt?
That's such a specific question.
It is, because you start, this is 10th grade, you start learning about chemistry.
Cobalt is CO, and I want to say it's like 15 on the periodic table of elements, in that range, I want to say. Or is it, no, it might be closer to nickel. Frickin' A.
this is a tough one.
Dude, I don't know. This is a complete stab in the dark.
Just throw it out there. Throw a number.
27.
You weren't that far off. It was actually 33.
Ooh.
But it's not something you would know unless you remembered in high school, but it's a tough one. Just some chemistry. All right. So two down. You need a one out of these next two.
No, I need both of these next two.
You need both of these. That's right. You need both of these next two. Okay. Grade 11. What is our galaxy called?
The Milky Our galaxy. Way? Final answer?
Milky Way. Final answer? Locking it in?
Yeah.
That's correct. Milky Way galaxy. Yeah. You almost second guessed it. You're like, that seems a little easy, but you know, you're not learning about astronomy until later on in high school that you're truly learning about a lot of that.
Or I mean, I only remember that because the candy bar's pretty solid.
Ooh, oh, a Milky Way. Not bad.
Okay. Not as good as 100 grand, though. Or a Twix.
The A 100 grand. Okay, last question. You need this. You need this.
You want to earn a payday.
A payday.
I need it.
senior all the year, marbles. Senior year, everything on the table. You're about to graduate. You've got senioritis.
You got to pass my final exam or I don't get a walk. Just like Batman.
You
got to pass
it. You've got everything on the everything on the line. Okay? Is a crocodile a mammal or a reptile?
This is the 12th grade question?
This is the 12th grade question.
It's a reptile.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's correct. The 12th grade question is a kind of a more of a gimme because it's pretty nerve-wracking getting to that point, so it's an easy one.
I graduated!
You did it. You did it.
Huzzah!
You missed two, but you know what? You are as smart as a high schooler.
To be fair, I was really focused on trying to grow in 9th and 10th grade. I wasn't really thinking about school. I was just trying to not embarrass myself. I was truthfully just praying that my finally drop, you know what I mean? So
your pencils drop?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure. You cut
actually,
out
the shoe. The shoe would drop.
Oh, well, if the boot fits.
If the boot fits. Nice. All right, Jeff. Our draft tonight. Nice Disney reference right there, because we're going back to the Diz.
We're going to Disney because you're shaking it up instead of doing the thing I thought you were going to do. You're now just turning on its head. Thanks for that.
Correct. This is a much fun draft that we have not done yet. And we are going to draft Disney princesses.
Ooh. Oh, boy. Disney princesses, man. Yeah. What are the characteristics / classifications for this?
We're kind of just drafting our favorite / the best. Like, making a case for... It's not like a Disney princess battle royale or nothing, right?
Okay.
But, yeah, just a Disney princess draft.
You get how loose are we using the word princess? Do they have to literally be a princess, or are they in the realm of Disney princesses that Disney considers?
Yes. If you can search a list and find Disney princesses on it, and that fair lady is on that list, then it'll count.
Okay. I just have to double check, because I have a couple that I'm like, I would love them to be on it, but I don't know.
We can vote between ourselves. Like, we can veto each other's picks. If it doesn't work. So, would you like the first or the second pick?
I'm going second pick. You take that first pick. Yeah. You take what you want.
Thank you. I will take Rapunzel.
Why'd you take that so quickly?
Because Rapunzel's the best.
No, but why?
Because I had a crush on Mandy Moore. Duh.
Oh, so you have a crush on the voice actress for Rapunzel, even though her story has been
around
for decades.
Yeah, but also the songs are bangers, and the movie is great, and she is a cute character.
Wait, no, we're not judging Tangled. This is Rapunzel herself. Why is Rapunzel your first pick?
I just said.
Because she was your crush? She was 16 years old?
Ooh. She's a cute character. Ooh. The songs that she sings are great. She goes on adventures, and she breaks out of her shell. Like, she's just a great character, okay? Who are you going to take? Snow White?
No, that's...
Snow White sucks.
So, maybe the modern portrayal of Snow White, but the
Snow White
story?
Sucks. Seven Dwarves.
You're getting real brutal with this.
I know.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
In all honesty,
there are only currently 13 official Disney princesses. Real princesses. Okay, that they
only
consider.
13.
Only 13 that they consider a princesses. So do you want me to use that list?
If you think it... Well, I mean, if you can make the case for the Disney princess otherwise, then make your case, but...
Okay.
Is this list released by Disney itself?
This is Wikipedia's official canon of Disney princesses that was released by Disney.
Okay, well then let's use that as canon.
This is the canon of Disney princesses of the female protagonists from 13 selected Disney films, most of whom have royal ties within their fictional universes. Okay, So I'm going to go with my number one, who deserves to be
wow.
there.
Wow.
Okay. I'm just pulling up the list.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, right?
Yeah, there's only
have thought of
13.
13. And then there's a couple that are former official princesses, but no longer are. There's two of them.
Yeah. Tink and one. Esmeralda. That's
yeah,
funny.
Esmeralda deserves to be an honorable mention on anybody's
seriously,
list.
Seriously, she's...
Dang. Dang, she, son.
Right? Also, guaranteed she carried some diseases with her.
Oh, she's a gypsy woman. I mean, she could disappear and reappear. She had a goat as a best friend. You're not telling me she's stinky? She was a stinky.
Telling me she's got fungus in her toes?
Maybe not the fungus. I think I'm thinking something else.
Well, I'm all a right. fun guy.
Speaking of Kawhi Leonard, dude is balling out.
Yeah.
Hot take. If Kawhi Leonard had been healthy his entire career and played the way he has, he probably would have the statistics to be a top five player of all time. Had he been healthy forever.
Potentially.
It's a crazy, crazy game. Okay.
Or if he had the mentality to actually be tough, then maybe.
My number one, and it feels like a no-brainer, is Fa Mulan.
Yep, that is the clear number two pick.
Warrior,
as well.
Defend her father. She
cross-dresser. Cross-dresser.
Seduced a man while being a man to him.
I know, right? She made him question his sexuality.
He was like, do I like this guy or what?
It's like Karl-Anthony Towns.
He was like, are we going to fight the Huns together?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Let's defend ancient China. She was like, Shane, come help. And he's like, is that a dragon? Wow.
He's like, are we all going to bathe together?
I'll play King of the Rock.
Oh, that's so good.
Mulan, for sure, she's a baller. She literally fights and kills, basically Disney's version of Attila the Hun.
He populates what percentage of the world again?
Of Mongolia?
5% of the world has...
I don't know, whatever it was. It was
Genghis Khan's DNA, something like that.
Yeah. Genghis Khan, right. Basically that. It was crazy. So Mulan's up there. She's a boss.
Yeah.
Must be swift as a coursing river, for sure.
Be young, man. You can't get away with making that song anymore.
No, you can't. Because it's a little bit much. Next up, we're going with one of my childhood favorites, but also because she just wanted to explore the world, and she was just sheltered. And that's Jasmine. A real princess. She was good at what she did, and man, when I was a kid in high school, I would have taken a tumble with Jasmine in the palace.
A roll in the hay.
Roll in
the
hay with Jasmine. Jasmine was...
A roll in... When she was in the freaking hourglass thing.
Stop. Stop right now. That's like Slave Leia type stuff, all right? That's like... Ooh.
Seriously.
That's like...
Dude, dang. And the way... Also, the way that she, like, uses her, like, looks and voice to, like, swayed people. It was impressive.
Yeah, it made me feel. She's definitely number two. It's a close one, but she's number two.
that would have been my next pick. So good job there.
Thank you.
I am going to go. It's actually a little bit tough here, but I'm
going to. I know where you're going to go. I know my next pick's not going to be available because one of your next two are definitely going to be it. But
I'm going to take the one that I know for sure. I don't know about my third yet, but I'm going to go ahead and take Moana.
Moana, you know what? She's nice.
Nope.
She knows what she's doing.
Moana is a tough, brave girl. Like, she's a good idol for my girls to look up to.
Islander.
We love the Polynesians.
Oh, mata, mata, tio.
That's Lilo and Stitch, brother.
Yeah, but I don't know the Moana song that goes with their little...
Hey, thing, Moana.
That was way too good of an impression. Hey, you guys. I'm Moana. That's basically what you did.
I'm a wayfinder.
Oh,
man. Oh, all
right.
Okay, so now I don't know where I'm going. Because you took Mulan and Jasmine, who are like my next
Jasmine.
Two. Next two favorite picks. I think I'm going to go with someone a little bit more intelligent here.
Yeah, I knew it.
As well as beautiful. And I'm going to take
Belle. Oh, I was wrong, and I'm happy about it.
I'm going to take Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Ooh, I love Beauty and the Beast. Belle is actually very smart. She's empathetic.
Very empathetic. Very
good princess. She is literally turned a beast.
She stands by her morals, you know? Like, she doesn't let some
beast into an ugly, ugly, blonde, long-haired man. Which is takes talent to be able to do that.
I would have fallen for him. Frick.
He literally turned from this big monster. He's like, oh, yeah. And then he turned. He's like, where's the blow dryer? His hair is, like, better than hers the moment he turns.
I need a brush.
He's like, honey, those shoes are outdated. Okay. You can't be walking around the castle in the West Wing. Do you think I had a rose over here just for fun and looks? No.
We recently watched it, and the way that he eats his food when he's the beast is so funny.
Like when he's just
like, and just like wolfs.
He's basically
it down.
A dog, a wolf. Mm-hmm. He's a wolf bison man.
Or a beast.
Or a beast.
Yeah.
I'm a dog. I'm a beast. Right. Well, you left me a fantastic pick.
Okay.
Because not only did she speak to trees and to animals, but she's just in tune with nature as an Earth Day. And that is none other than Pocahontas.
Oh, yeah. That's the clear next pick, for sure.
Absolutely up there. She is very smart. She's very curious. She has great moral ground. She was literally willing to sacrifice her life for John Smith, a stranger, because she knew that killing was wrong.
The sad truth of Pocahontas, though, is that she was pretty much constantly by pilgrims, if you will.
Yeah.
By Lewis and Clark.
It's pretty rough.
Yeah.
But in the movie, she's...
Well, actually, no. She was taken back to England.
To England.
And then she was... All in England, you know.
Yeah, in England, not New England. England.
Poor Pocahontas, but still a beast of a lady. She's fantastic.
A beast of a lady for sure.
Probably insanely strong too. Let's be honest.
Let's be real. Okay, with my fourth pick, with this list, again, it feels, and you're not gonna maybe like this pick very much, but Emily would very much love this pick. Because she's also an absolute icon in modern times. And that's Raya in The Last Dragon. She's the princess, and she's entrusted with this shard that they're holding. It basically feels like Avatar. The movie feels like Avatar, but an alternate universe. And she is a baller. She's literally like riding a giant armadillo around. She's like on the hunt for this dragon. God. Hate Awkwafina, but she's really cool. Like... the actual Raya actress. She's fighting off her like rival. She restores balance. She's sick. She's got sick fighting skills.
So I haven't actually seen it. My girls enjoyed it, and my niece, she loves it. Not a bad pick. Surprised to see her on this list. On the Disney official canon list.
I mean, she is. She's a princess. Her dad's he's the ruler.
Yeah.
She's a princess.
But what's even more surprising is that neither Elsa or Anna are on this list.
I wonder why, though.
And I would have debated either one. I would have said that they are on the list. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I would think so. Let's see what they have to say. Despite being a prominent figure in the Frozen franchise, she is not part of the Disney Princess lineup. This is primarily because Frozen itself is a successful, distinct franchise, and Elsa and Anna are often treated as honorary members of the Disney Princess franchise due to their popularity. But Frozen franchise is so popular that Disney has opted to keep it separate from the Disney Princess franchise.
So they let Raya in, but not Elsa and Anna because they're too goated?
Too goated and too popular. I mean, they technically are, but they can't be in the official canon. But we could count it in our list because it's a Disney movie, and they're technically princesses because they're heirs to the throne. So, yes.
I mean, you know a princess when you see one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, their honorary status is what it says because they're often included in Disney princess events and merchandise, but not recognized as honorary members of the franchise. Yeah.
When you can buy Disney dress-ups, official Disney dress, like from Disney, you can buy dress-ups of Elsa and Anna, I think they count as princesses. That's just me.
Yeah, I would put them in there.
You can. And with that, I'm going to take Elsa in my four spot.
It's a good pick.
A little bit of steal the draft. Sorry if I kind of blindsided you with the...
No, I wouldn't have picked her. She's good. I wouldn't have picked her, though.
I mean, just the fact that I got freaking power over the water and power over the ice is pretty sick. Between Moana and Elsa.
Yeah, and Raya has power over all of the elements with her dragons that she's best friends with.
That's pretty cool.
So, not bad.
Yeah, too bad nobody cares about her.
Nobody that matters cares.
Okay, so the real question here is,
who do you take here that you don't want me to take?
There's right, because there's three picks here that I'm more than happy with, and I want to shout out those picks. However, I'm just gonna go ahead and take the one that I want because I think she is dope and I want me some good southern cooking.
Oh, no. Tiana. She's a hard worker, man. She's working multiple jobs. She's
make me some good freaking jambalaya.
She turned into that frog, and she toughed it out. She's honest.
Yeah.
Honest woman. She's loyal.
Yeah. I'm into that. I respect that.
Princess by marriage, but still works.
Plus, I kind of wanted to diversify my team. You know what I mean? I got the South.
I mean, I feel like I'm more diverse than any.
I got the North. I got
European.
Yep. I got two Europeans, then I got my childhood dream girl and Mandy Moore. So I mean Rapunzel. So
Mandy Moore. She's dude, the worst. I was obsessed. She's the worst.
Mandy
in,
Moore.
What's the movie that she's in that's awful? She sucks in Walk to Remember. No, just kidding.
Walk to Remember. That's
no,
like
no, she's great. I'm thinking
my sisters
of,
used to sing that. They had it. Okay, so back in the day, right, when you didn't have
side story.
You didn't have iPods and all this stuff, you just had CDs, and you had like small little portable CD players with speakers on them, right? My sisters had one of those in their bathroom, and they would blast A Walk to Remember and sing it in their bathroom and stuff. And I never like actually watched the movie, but I just remember seeing her in the movie, like, sometimes walking by and be like, she's beautiful. I'm into that.
Except the worst one is when she's in the movie with Anne Hathaway with, Princess of Genovia? What's that
she's
movie?
In Princess Diaries?
Yeah, she's the evil high school girl.
Oh, my gosh. You're right.
Stupid Cupid. And she's like, oh, me and me are best friends. That's her. That's, like, one of her first roles.
I forgot about that. Oh, my
weird,
gosh.
Right?
That's 2001, and then Watch Remembers 2002.
Yeah, she was. It was old school.
And then she was.
They're
in
such different characters.
From 2016 to 2022.
Very different style characters. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well,
anyways,
I'm okay,
man,
with
if you're out
that,
there and you're listening to this, I'm single, so hit me
well,
up.
I've got one main one that I am for sure. Don't. She's a lot older than you think.
How old do you think she is? Let's be honest.
Mandy Moore? I think she was probably 18 in that movie in 2001, which makes her 2001, which is another 24 years. So she's 24, 34. I think she's 43.
Very good logic right there. She's 41. She's 10 years older than me. Guess where she's from? And I'll give you a hint. Holly Flax.
She's from Buffalo? No. Sorry. I'm confusing that. Holly Flax, she's from Utica.
Nope. That's where Karen went.
Oh, yeah. I'm saying all the opposites of where.
Yeah.
Where is the branch that she was at?
It's in New Hampshire.
Oh, it is. I haven't seen this in so long. This is such a good trivia.
This is a great trivia question.
She's in New Hampshire. And when they're Nashua. Doing this, like Nashua, New Hampshire lecture yep. circuit.
Yep.
Nashua.
Also, she's 5'10".
Tall.
Sorry, tall we're woman. Just giving Mandy just Moore
obsessed,
a little
You're
shout
just
out
obsessed
here,
with Mandy Moore, so.
Haven't looked her up in years, but I don't
also,
mind it.
Look at this baby. Very cute baby.
Aw. I want to pinch her the cheeks. Smirk.
I do every day.
I can't wait to meet her.
Final all pick. Right,
Jeff, where are you going?
Final pick. Final pick, brother. And this is someone I resonate with, and you'll see why. Because
oh, because you like to sleep all day like Aurora Borealis.
Oh, Borea. Nice. Like Borat. My wife, a princess, a Disney princess. No, I'm going with someone whose mother turns into
knows
a
best?
Bear. No, and that is Merida.
What?
The redhead.
That?
Merida?
Oh, Merida.
From Brave? Her mom turns into a bear?
Yeah, you would draft a redhead, you redheaded.
She's
freak.
Awesome, man. She's doing that bow and arrow. She's her wrestling
Never
with her
seen
mom
it.
And being
she
a bear.
Super annoying.
No, she's fantastic. And the voice actress for her? Great.
Sorry.
She does it
not,
really well.
Not the into Scottish. Redheads. They're annoying.
The Scottish? She has the Scottish accent?
I love Scots. Redheads are annoying, though.
Oh, well, on National Redhead Day, I hope you send me some bluebells so I can throw. How about that?
I will. I owe you.
You don't get any cinnamon bluebell the rest of your life. That's what happens.
I love redheads.
Womp, womp,
womp. Womp, womp. Okay, honorable mentions. Cinderella.
Yeah, she's all right.
Just a classic.
Honorable she did mention. Have. She did have a rough life.
She
Little
did
Mermaid
have a hard
so
life.
Far off this list. Little Mermaid sucks. Everyone who says Little Mermaid deserves to be okay. She sucks.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Little Mermaid sucks.
Like,
and that's why
Ariel,
you pick her as a redhead.
Ariel
no
sold her voice, sold her soul for legs, so
for
she could go
schlong.
Spread them for some schmuck.
Yeah, for
all she wanted to do was
go
spread her legs in his face. That's all she cared about.
She was like, you know what? I want to walk on the earth and then give my virginity away to. This man who I saw in a
I just
want to
play with my dingle hopper. Like, it's a fork, you dummy.
You've been in the ocean how long looking at all these items and you say dingle hopper because a bird told you? You're an idiot.
You think a bird knows best? Also,
Mother
you're
going
to sell your soul to some fat octopus woman? Like, what?
In a lair with eels?
Whose yeah, jugs smart. Are literally falling out of her little octopus body.
Her little octopus body.
Or not her little, her, like, octopus covering. I don't know what you call it.
It's just her skin. That's all it is.
Yeah, but, like, she still
yeah,
has...
it's awful. Little, Ariel is out. Really... She's just so shallow.
She betrays her dad. Causes war. Causes King Triton to lose his trident layers. Gum.
Well, his
I'd
seven
love to
dip.
Get paid in trident layers.
Is that a commercial?
It is. It was a great commercial. I love
that
it.
That one and the Orbit commercials are like the best gum commercials.
Orbit. Orbit did have good commercials. I also but, just had an idea. We need to draft gum.
We do need to draft gum.
Yeah.
Gum, 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 gum.
Very good. recapping our teams, Jeff, you had Mulan, Jasmine, Pocahontas, Raya, and Merida. Look at you going a little
Raya.
Bit. Modern aviation. Raya, whatever. And then I had Rapunzel, Moana, Belle, Elsa, and Tiana. So let us know below whose team you like better.
Mine.
And also, I don't think we left anybody off this list. Let's be honest.
Yeah, like, you start to look at the people who are missing. Snow White, sorry.
Snow White, nope. You slept with seven tiny men,
and
then
you
fell asleep.
An apple from an old witch, and you were like, this is a great idea.
Good for you.
Yeah, Aurora, you also just were like a princess, like, you know, you were just away with old ladies, and then...
You're just waiting on a man to save
you?
Like,
and
what?
Like, oh.
Grow up, save yourself.
Like... There's just not enough.
You stood there while some guy fought a dragon lady witch monster. Like,
yeah, there's not enough substance. There's not enough substance to them.
Yeah, come on. And otherwise, we pretty much took everybody else. Although, Esmeralda, definitely deserving of being on a list.
Honorable mention. She's number one on there.
She's better than friggin' Snow White,
she's
Cinderella,
really nice.
Aurora.
She's nice to Hunchback. She's basically creates the judge of all of Notre Dame is basically like saying she needs to die if she's not mine, and he's the judge. That's how much he is like obsessed with her.
You know what's funny?
What?
According to the official canon, we did not take the first four created princesses, which were Snow White, Cinderella, Aurora, and Ariel.
Yep.
Ariel.
Hey, man, Ariel.
And then the next ones were Belle, Jasmine, Pocahontas, Mulan, Tiana, Rapunzel, Merida, Moana, and Raya. So we took the next nine.
We just
and
completely
then
skipped.
Elsa.
And then Elsa, who wasn't even technically on the list, but deserved to be there. Yep, that's fair.
A little bit of a knock against my pick. Elsa, very selfish.
She is.
Very selfish.
Product of her environment.
I mean, when you're cursed with such a cool thing, like I would be freaking Frozone for 2 minutes a day. I'd
take
that.
Yeah, you could. Honey!
Where's my super suit?
Why do you need to know? Yeah, fantastic.
I am your wife.
I am the greatest good you are ever going to get.
That's true, Jeff. Go kiss your wife and tell her that you're so thankful for her pushing a baby out of her.
Our anniversary is this Friday.
What?
6 years. So I am taking her on a surprise to a Brazilian steakhouse restaurant because she has not been able to have prime red, medium rare beef.
Chow or Tucanos?
And there's no Tucanos here. Ours is Chama Gaucha.
Cool.
Chama, which means call the waiter. Chama Gaucha.
Nice.
Because the waiter is constantly coming around.
The last time I went to one of those was with Craig. And Alex Parker.
Man.
Craig Young and Alex Parker.
Delicious,
and,
huh?
And Noah McCord.
Noah, who looks like Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
Man, I will always remember that. He looked like Nicolas Cage like crazy.
Dude, the way he would do the mom spaghetti made Brandon howl laughing every single time.
How did he do it again?
I can't even replicate it. He just like talked slowly through it. It's like knees weak, arms heavy. And just like Brandon was just lose it every single time. It was so funny.
Man, flashback.
Shout out to Noah McCord. Congratulations to you two. Happy anniversary. Congratulations, Bentley. Congratulations, us, for making it to 49. Stay tuned next week for 50. I think we should do something related to a 50. If you've got ideas, let us know in the comments below. As always, share with your grandma. Share with your significant other that you have an anniversary with, whether that's a friendship or a relationship or a
cruise ship. Because you see people jumping off cruise ships.
That's forever one of my favorite moments.
Thank you, Max.
All right, Jeff, final word, brother.
Final word, please, if you have a moment, pray for me to have the Bucks win their playoffs, because if they don't, I will for sure have lost and I will need to shave and my wife is unhappy. So please send all of your thoughts to Giannis and Dame so they can win.
With that, lefty's out.